All right, footy friends, can I catch a quick word with you before the pod starts? Cheers very much. Download SofaScore. Sorry, that was a bit rude of me, sorry. I'm just a bit excited, because I want you, my Football Hour mates, to know that SofaScore is a fantastic football app which will change your football experience. SofaScore has live coverage from over 500 soccer leagues, cups and tournaments with live updated results, stats, league tables, video highlights, fixtures and live streaming. What an app. It's all rolled into one. It's available on Microsoft, Google Play and of course the App Store. I'll tell you more about it later. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes, 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 yes. This is the Football Hour podcast. I am talking really directly into your football ears, my football friends. How are you? Oh, good. I'm feeling good as well, because guess what? Me and Dom Betts, say hello, Dom.
Hello, hello.
Oh, isn't he sweet? He's actually in a good mood. Me and Dom Betts are going to do a Premier League all-time 11. Yes, you heard it right. It's 25 years this season since the Premier League kicked off. So we're going to pick a 1 to 11. Dom?
Yes, mate.
Premier League's pretty good, isn't it?
We've had some good players over the years, haven't we?
They've been all right. Okay, what's your formation?
4-5-1.
4-5-1.
So, okay, so goalkeeper, basic. Goalkeeper, four defenders, a centre mid, two wingers, then two in behind a striker. So maybe a 4-3-2-1 in essence. But
love it.
But basically, it is a formation. You can play it on FIFA and Football Manager, therefore okay. It's a formation.
I'm going for a very on-trend formation.
3-4-2-1?
You've confused me now. 3-4-3. Antonio Conte's title-winning 3-4-3. I haven't got Victor Moses in, but just to let you know, listeners.
Disgrace.
What a player. Right, okay, in goal. Are we going to agree? We don't know what each of his teams are, listeners.
We're not going to agree, because there's no way you've got who I've got in goal.
Oh, I think I've got an idea who you've got in goal.
Edwin van der Sar.
Oh, God.
I had to get a Fulham player in it somehow.
Okay, I'm going to let him have that. Edwin van der Sar, good player. He's no Schmeichel, though. This guy changed goalkeeping, Dom. As a Leeds United fan, I was a little bit scared of Peter Schmeichel, despite his lovely blonde hair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this team. I like to sort of look, when I do these teams, look at players who I've seen properly play instead of players who were in their peak before I started watching football.
Yeah, I'm with you a little bit.
So, and obviously I saw van der Sar for a good amount of time. Somehow we got him from Juventus. Don't ask. Don't ask how it happened. He flopped Juventus and then we sold him on to United. Then he just went on to greatness.
Yeah, insane. I think Peter Schmeichel changed Manchester United. I guess he was part of Fergie's mentality. So brutal, so hard, and such a winner, it seemed. That squad was just brutal.
But then you could always look at van der Sar. Van der Sar did get that record for most clean sheets.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. But if you were a striker gunning down on goal, I would want to face Edwin van der Sar over...
Yeah, you could look at it that way, but...
You could.
As I said, I try to judge it on players who I've seen over the years in the Premier League instead of players
who... It's only goalkeeper, isn't it?
It's only goalkeeper. Let's move on to the defence.
All right, what are you playing? Are you right back?
Right back, left back, two centre-offs.
All right. If you do your full-backs, we'll do our... Because I've got three centre-backs. If you do your full-backs, then I'll see you in a sec.
Okay, so my full-backs, Gary Neville and Ashley Cole. I don't really think there's much argument for anyone else.
If you're going to pick fullbacks, you got to pick them. Dennis Irwin over Ashley Cole, two-footed.
Yeah, again, I didn't see much of Dennis Irwin. And Ashley Cole, I think...
Better goal-scoring record?
Yeah, look at that. But Ashley Cole was just exceptional. I mean, I remember when he came through, obviously, the ranks at Arsenal. Amazing. Then he obviously made the move to Chelsea, which was quite controversial. But I think it was a good move, looking back on it.
Oh, he's won absolutely everything in the game.
Everyone was like, oh, why are you leaving Arsenal to Chelsea? You're basically leaving a big club to go to some money whores, basically. But... He may have seen a sinking ship.
Europa League, Champions League, four FA Cups, two or three Premier Leagues. Yeah, it was worth the move. Do you know he's won, I think, the most FA Cups in history?
Really, as a player?
Seven.
Oh, because he must have won some at Arsenal.
He won three at Arsenal. I think he won four at Chelsea.
Well, he's won a lot, basically.
He's basically won a lot. Gary Neville, just reliable, brilliant fullback.
Great pundit.
That's the only reason to have him in a team. Yeah, he's a brilliant pundit. Right, okay. Can I tell you my middle defender?
Yeah, your middle defender, go Ed.
Tony Adams, just Mr. Arsenal. We were talking about George Graham in another podcast about Ian Wright. Tony Adams had his back four on a string, on a rope. I've never seen Tony Adams without his arm up, calling for offside. Every single time, he marshalled that defence. And that is why I want him in my team, because I've got so much attacking threat going forward. Tony Adams is just going to be my captain.
One thing you could say with Tony Adams is Arsenal still haven't replaced him.
Come on, they did Sol Campbell.
He arguably came in at a relatively similar time. But yeah, I think Tony Adams is what Arsenal need right now. That sort of leader. Even a Sol Campbell.
Well, they both certainly don't need Nacho Monreal.
Yeah, both of them in their prime would walk into Arsenal's team, mainly because Arsenal seem to just play left-backs at centre-back.
Yeah.
The opposite of West Brom, who plays centre-back.
Do you get Tony Adams and John Terry's nowadays, though?
No, you don't.
You get John Stones, who are a bit weaker, a bit more technical, a bit more not interested in defending. I've picked defenders.
Well, yeah, funny enough, defenders actually have to defend.
I know.
It's an absolutely amazing concept.
It's mad. Pep Guardiola, defenders need to defend. I've gone for Adams. Is he in your team?
No.
Okay. Who have you got as centre-back?
Vidic and Ferdinand.
Right.
I looked at Van der Sar, Vidic, Ferdinand, like as an inseparable three.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Ferdinand, obviously, you saw him at
the
at
three
Leeds.
Best friends that yeah. anyone could have.
I mean, he grew up at Leeds, your club.
Yeah, he was part of the greatest Leeds United team that I've witnessed. A very controlled defender on the ball. When the opposition was attacking him, it never felt like he was under pressure, breaking a sweat. I love that. That means he has mastered his art. That it doesn't actually look that what he's doing is very hard. I think he's in every single person's team that I've seen.
Because basically, if we look at it, he was a very quick defender.
Yeah.
But he never really lost that pace too much. It wasn't like players like, let's say, Giggs, who lost his pace towards the end of the career, like, completely.
Yeah.
Ferdinand could always keep up with the players.
No.
And for me, Ferdinand actually got quite a few goals for a centre-back, and some of them were actually pretty good.
Yeah. I've gone for the third centre-back. My defence ain't conceding any goals. I don't care if we haven't got any fullbacks. They're not conceding. I've got Adams in the middle, Ferdinand to the left, and John Terry. Dom, just be quiet for a couple of minutes, please. Because John Terry is a world-class defender. The amount of times he blocked shots from crosses, from corners, everything. He was a brick wall. And Chelsea fans adore him. He won 4 Premier League titles with Chelsea. That's why he's in my team. And he deserves to be maybe in yours over Vidic.
I wouldn't argue that. Not because I don't like John Terry. I always thought Vidic was amazing. Although maybe you could say Terry was maybe a better defender. I looked at it as Ferdinand and Vidic together is better than any Chelsea centre-back partnership I've seen. Vidic, Ferdinand's better than Cavalier and Terry. It's better than Cahill and Terry. I just think he was just a better defender. If John Terry's on the right, mate, he's just getting outpaced every day of the week.
All right. There, we've done our back four and goalkeeper. Later on, after a little break from the Football Hour, we are going to be doing our midfield and attack. Back to the footy chat in a sec. But remember that SofaScore app you promised me you'd download at the end of this pod? I just thought I'd ram home that you should definitely download it. As well as all the stats, odds, scores and scorers, they have video highlights which are available from all the most popular football leagues around the world. La Liga, the Copa del Rey, Serie A, Coppa Italia, German Bundesliga and even Neymar's Ligue 1. That's enough about SofaScore for the moment. Back to the lads from the Football Hour. Welcome back to the Premier League All-Time 11. Dom Betts and Alex Mearns, we're here to do our All-Time Premier League 11. It's that simple. We've done our defence, we've done our goalkeeper. Dom, 4 across the midfield?
No, so I've got a centre mid, a left mid and a right mid, and then 2 basically number 10s in behind a striker.
I'm with you. So you've got a winger.
I've got 2 wingers.
2 wingers and a centre midfielder.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is your centre midfielder?
Paul Scholes.
That's so poor.
No,
a poor decision.
No, it's not, because for me, he was better than Gerrard Lampard. Yes, Gerrard Lampard may have scored more goals than him, but Scholes retired, right? Came back and basically single-handedly won Man United a league title.
Did he? I think Wayne Rooney won.
I don't understand any argument which describes Lampard and Gerrard being better than Paul Scholes.
I know we spoke about this before, but a player probably better than all of them. I think the greatest central midfielder of the Premier League, Roy Keane. Get a better player. For me, what is the central midfield position all about? Control. Complete and utter control. And I think Roy Keane controlled that Manchester United side and every other Premier League side better than any other player I've ever seen.
The only one who I was contemplating putting over Scholes was Patrick Vieira.
Keane's better than Vieira.
See, it was hard to not put more Arsenal players in my team because obviously they're the only team to ever have an unbeaten Premier League season. I think it's because Patrick Vieira, I don't know, maybe because he just looked more, not composed, but maybe because he was just foreign. Best way to put it. He just maybe looked better on the ball. I'm not disregarding what Roy Keane did, but I don't know. I didn't see enough of him. Maybe that's why. Because obviously he had to fall out of Sir Alex Ferguson, so I only really saw maybe two, three, four seasons of him in his prime.
I hate that that's the Roy Keane that people remember. I remember a guy that would do anything to get his team out of a sticky situation. I'm thinking the semi-final of the Champions League in 99 against Juventus. He knows he can't play in the final, but he scores the equaliser, a flaming good header. It's incredible. If you've not seen the header in the semi-final against Juve, go and watch it. Roy Keane, I love you, mate. Former Man United captain and legend. I love you, Roy Keane. Roy Keane's in my central midfield. Alongside him, someone you haven't got as well, Frank Lampard. England's greatest goal-scoring midfielder. Won 5 Premier League titles. That's why you've got to pick him over Gerrard. If we're picking a Premier League all-time 11, you've got to pick Gerrard.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to pick Lampard.
Gerrard never came into the equation for me when picking this. It was between... The centre midfield was between Lampard, Scholes and Vieira for me.
Okay.
They're the first three that came to my head.
All right.
And I picked Scholes... When I think of Premier League, he's just the first one that comes into my head. I think that's probably the reason why.
But why? You watch Lampard for so many years, Dom, score 20-plus goals and drag, just like Scholes did on a few occasions, but drag another team to a title. He was an incredible goal scorer, Frank Lampard. You can't underestimate that. Much better than Paul Scholes.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely a great goal scorer. My issue is not with Frank Lampard, it's with the England managers of the time. Why aren't you just playing a 4-3-3 with Gerald Lampard as Scholes?
I don't know. I would have done it.
The equivalent of an Iniesta Busquets Xavi.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why not. I think Scholes got neglected at international level, and that's why people don't rate him as highly. If he was played in his prime position in an England side, it could have been a lot different.
Maybe. We'll never know. Dom went for Paul Scholes. I've gone for Keane and Lampard in my two. He's got a one. Let's go for both our wingers. I wonder if we've got the same.
Probably.
Where's Ronaldo?
On the left.
Ronaldo's on the left. I've got Ronaldo on the right, where he played, I'd say, most of his Premier League career.
Yeah, he played the majority of his Premier League career, actually.
But you want him cutting inside scoring.
I do want him cutting inside and pinging him top corner.
This kid, he was so good. He was so good. I miss him in the Premier League.
I do. It's annoying. We didn't actually get prime Ronaldo in the Premier League.
Who'd have thought, when we were watching him score 41 goals for Manchester United, we weren't watching him in his prime?
He clearly wasn't in his prime because there's a lot of, not terrible players, but we look at players who scored more Premier League goals than him. There's like quite a few.
Yeah, but he was only here for a few years.
I think we only got 2.5 seasons of prime Ronaldo. I think it was 2007, 2008. I've never seen a Premier League player anything.
Not.
Like Henry did bits, but Ronaldo in 07, 08. Like that free kick against Portsmouth. Like,
yeah.
Just like how?
That free kick against Portsmouth changed every single person's mentality about Ronaldo. Until then, it kind of felt like he's a prancing pony. He does stepovers, la, la, la. After that, everyone was like, because, no one does free kicks.
Yeah,
like
no
that.
One thought he'd be able to get to the level he is now. Because if you remember, one thing that sticks in my head is, although it was actually a season he did quite well in, I think it was 06, 07. I think they're playing Sheffield United at Bramall Lane. And he misses the goal from about a yard out. And that was when Ronaldo wasn't this massive, muscular guy. Because he wasn't like that when he first joined Man United.
Yeah, he was a wet drip.
He was a wet drip, skinny little kid who's joined Man United, who apparently nearly joined Arsenal, but I don't really believe into that. Wenger said he could have signed about half the best footballers in the world at the moment. So I don't think you can look past Ronaldo. Although he only got two and a half years of his prime, you have to shove him in on the left. Or
right.
The right, wherever you're going to put him.
Okay, Ronaldo, maybe one of the top three Premier League players of all time. Okay, you've got him on the left. So who's your other winger?
Gareth Bale.
I've got Gareth Bale as well.
But I just want both my wingers cutting inside.
Bale in that Andres Villas Boas season, insane. I could watch that Bale 31 goals.
Something like that. But the goal I could watch all over again is the West Ham away.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
that. He gets fouled, he's on the floor, he's like, oh no, I'm getting up. He takes the ball and just, he's like sort of central. He cuts it onto his left foot and smashes it across the goal, which is not what you see a lot of the time now. People want to cut into their side and curl it round. But he whacks it across the goal. And
great celebration.
I think, Yuri, is it Jussi Eskelinen in goal?
I think so,
has absolutely no chance. And obviously, it's in a massive derby, probably one of the biggest derbies out of any London sides after Tottenham versus Arsenal, West Ham Spurs. And yeah, what a player Gareth Bale is. And I think we actually did get prime Gareth Bale.
Yeah, I think he's a better player now. All-round better player at Real Madrid. But I think we're not seeing the goal-scoring Gareth Bale that we did at Tottenham.
Yeah, I mean, his first season at Real Madrid, he was sort of getting there. You could look in the Copa del Rey final when... Is it Real Albiol or...?
No, it's...
Arbeloa? No, not...
No,
Someone Spanish, right?
Keep talking, I'll get it.
He absolutely roasts him. He runs off the pitch.
He plays for Dortmund.
Oh, Mark Bartra.
Yeah, Mark Bartra.
So he actually skins Mark Bartra, knocking the ball past him, runs round him via off the field, gets it and just scores an absolutely brilliant goal.
I remember when he was at Spurs, when he really established himself, because he was playing behind Adebayor, I think, I remember. And he had a game at Carrow Road against Norwich. And he dribbled so quickly past all the Norwich defenders. I don't think I've seen a player that lightning, you know. Ronaldo was quick with the ball, good dribbler. Giggsy, I didn't see Giggsy when he was a youngster, say 94. But Bale, I've never seen someone run faster.
I've never really seen anyone get whip on the ball like he could.
Hard whip.
Yeah, yeah. Ronaldo would just like sort of...
smash.
But Bale, I don't know. It's just like seeing a footballer, a British footballer as well, in their prime. And see a British footballer being this elite level player. And I mean, just look what he did in the Euros last year.
Yeah, I know. What a player. Love Gareth Bale. Well, it's good that we can agree that the wingers are going in. And we both know Ryan Giggs. I think because we both know... Gareth Bale is probably, easily, the better player. Right, moving up top. So you've got a
striker.
You've got two tens and a striker.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Tell me your two tens.
Thierry Henry and Wayne Rooney.
Right. I think we're going to have exactly the same, but different. I think I've gone for a better formation, mate.
Yeah, I just sort of was picking players by position. I was like, oh, they
but
fit.
Henry was your sort of left forward. So I've gone Henry left forward in a three up top with... Let me guess your middle striker, Alan Shearer.
Of course it is.
Okay, so I've gone Rooney sort of right forward, Shearer central, Henry in his left forward sort of Barcelona position. And then my wing backs, Ronaldo and Bale. That's why I need Terry Adams.
I mean, our front five is pretty decent, you know.
Oh, they are elite, mate. Yeah, start off with Rooney.
Arguably non-Fulham related, my favourite ever player. That I've seen, because I've seen his entire career.
Yeah, so have I.
And it's like, it's of all these players, there's no other players, apart from maybe Bale, but he hasn't, like, he's still got years to go. But Rooney's the player whose career I've seen from when he started as a boy at Everton, scoring one of the goals against David Seaman.
He says the same thing about your football our career.
I know he does, mate. We have little DMs on Twitter every now and again.
We're such big fans of Wayne Rooney.
And I just hate it that he gets so much slack from fans.
Yeah, leave him alone.
He's won everything possible for Man United. He's United's top goal scorer. He's England's top goal scorer. Everyone says, yeah, but he's had more games to play. I don't care. He's still got to score the goals, mate.
Yeah, and now, hopefully, he'll go back to Everton and win them a trophy.
If he can just win them a League Cup or an FA Cup, it'd be amazing.
Henry.
Oh, what a player.
What a player.
One abs.
Vavavoom, mate. This is the guy I remember growing up, first getting into football. And as I've said a million times, Leeds United were really good. But it was players like Henry that just took Arsenal to another level against us. Imagine what it'd be worth now. $250 million?
Most of these players, I would argue, apart from maybe Gary Neville in my team, Gary Neville and Paul Scholes,
would be worth 100 plus.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, I love Henry. I've always said this. He made every single team he was in three or four times better. Arsenal, once they lost him... Arsene Wenger, once he lost Henry, he lost something and he's never quite captured it.
They only replaced his goals through Van Persie.
Yeah.
They never replaced his play style. They never replaced his character within the side.
Yeah.
And he's obviously still an Arsenal legend. But funny enough, Henry, I didn't want to put him in. I wanted to put Dennis Bergkamp in because I am probably Dennis Bergkamp's biggest fan, but I just couldn't not put Thierry Henry in.
Dennis
like,
Bergkamp's wife's Dennis Bergkamp's biggest fan.
Yeah, but Dennis Bergkamp, it was, I guess we could mention honourable mentions, but you know.
I think they'll do all right without
Dennis Bergkamp, it was really hard to put him on the team, but you can't look past Henry. Like, you kind of knew he might beat Wright's goal ratio or goal record. You're like, no, it's not happening. And he just absolutely smashed it out of the water.
It. Love him.
One game that I always remember is that game at the Bernabeu.
Yeah.
When he absolutely roasts that Real Madrid defence.
Yeah. He was insane. If you watch the highlights reel, it's about 10 minutes of the best footage of Henri at the Bernabeu.
Another European game, you could ask, you was the 5-1 against Inter Milan.
Yeah.
Next level. And if I look at a Premier League goal, that's not the goal against Man United.
The one against Liverpool.
No, actually. It's a weird one. It's actually, it's a quite a relevant game of football, but it's a, I think it's a late winner against Man City at Highbury. He's about 25 yards out.
And he just curls
it past David James straight into the top corner.
Is that not the one where he smashes it?
Top corner.
Not curled, it was sort of a smash. And it's going up like a bit like a lift. Like it's just, oh, it's gorgeous. Right, one of your favourite ever players, Alan Shearer?
Of course, he's got to be up front.
Got to be up front. Premier League all-time goal scorer, Alan Shearer, you're a legend. What you did going back to Newcastle is what a lot of players should do. Follow your dream, go with your heart, don't go with the cash.
Growing up, obviously we're not footballers, we just talk about football, but
I want to...
Yeah, but you'd want to be a club legend at Leeds United rather than Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal, Liverpool. I'm not going to say Man United because obviously not. And like, I'd want to be a club legend at my club. And that's what Alan Shearer did. And he's still looked at as one of the best strikers, if not the best striker, England and the Premier League has ever seen.
I love you, Alan Shearer, as a player. That's been our Premier League 11. Dom, we sort of agree on a lot of things. That's mad, mate.
Yeah, it was only it was mainly the midfield, like the centre mid department and maybe the centre half 12.
Yeah, we've argued about that before.
But that was just me, my reluctance to put a Chelsea player in my side.
Yeah, yeah. Right, that's been the Football Hour all-time Premier League 11. If you enjoyed it, subscribe to the podcast. It's free. We do all this for free for you. We love you. Right, I'll see you again soon.
Laters.
All right, footy friends. Now the pod has finished, all the details regarding that brilliant SofaScore app I've been banging on about are in the podcast description below. If you can't find them, just jump on sofascore.com.